What up? It's your boy Baz, and I'm gonna tell you why it wasn't no hustler like the Avon lady. Depending on how old you is, you know, during these day and age, you probably don't really see too many Avon ladies, you know, knocking at your door asking, is your mama home? You know, so she can show her this brand new catalog of perfumes, lotions, and all this other extra lady stuff. Long story short, before you was going to, you know, Bath and Body Works or Bed Bath and Beyond, or I mean, you know, whatever they may call it, before you was going there, the Avon lady was showing up at your front door. And a lot of times, man, the Avon lady was like, the Avon lady varied, like, especially in my hood, like, the Avon lady was this older lady. I mean, she used to get out there and get it, like, I mean, like, really get out there, had a notebook, everything at hand, had pampers, everything ready. You see it every day up, I mean, not every day, but, you know, she used to be walking up and down the street, hitting the blocks, hitting every door, asking, is your mom home, and stuff like that, trying to sell some Avon. And the crazy thing about it is, like, as I got older, I stopped seeing less of that. Like, some people compare it to, like, seeing the kids come knocking at your door to ask them to shovel your snow or cut your grass. That type of energy, that type of pressure, you feel me, ain't being applied the same, I don't feel like, you know. That was common, like, to see, like, the Avon lady. That was common. Just as common as seeing, like, the Jehovah's Witness knocking at your door on Saturday morning, like. But it was just like that getting out there, like that get out, like that get up, get out and grind mentality. That putting your feet to the pavement, like that was true entrepreneurship. Because they going like direct to the sale. They going face to face with you. And they know that, like, hey, it's a high chance that you going to close your door. You probably won't even answer. But it was all about making the sale and just taking that chance. And they really putting themselves out there. I mean, she was walking up and down the street. Not, you know, knocking on random people's door. Building connections. Because some people did buy. Because I did see her book. Some people was buying from her. You know? No matter what type of support they were just trying to give her. No matter if they were just supporting just her hustle. No matter because they actually just wanted to buy the product. But she was just leveraging that. Like, hey, my grind is what's going to pay this off. You know, I'd love to see where that lady is today. But, you know, do the social media, we in a more even powerful time. It's like, when I heard the story of the lady that started Shade Room, she said, like, she spent, like, 3 days straight, locked herself in a room and just went hard on Instagram. I compare that to that Avon lady mentality. Because she was going to you. She spent and dedicated time on coming to you to get an understanding of the business. So just like the Avon lady, I guarantee you the Avon lady by, like, man, after you hit so many houses, because I done did that with trying to sell, like, newspapers and magazines before when I was a young boy. And it didn't last long for me just due to the simple fact. I mean, I did good at first. I ain't gonna lie to you. I did good at first. I just wasn't making a lot of money back. But that's due to other reasons. But... you know, it was just that whole, you get an understanding of what to say, what not to say, reading people's energy, like, oh, you know, like, oh, it's not, like, soon as I said this, his face turned a certain way, he about to say no. Or, like, you know, or just understanding, like, oh, he don't really look like he's interested in this, or she don't really look like she's interested in this, I ain't gonna try to pitch it to her this way or that way. They want to know more about this. They, oh, people really care more about the price than I. Or people want to hear about how long it takes for them to show up. Or people, you know, like, you just get to understand just off of trial and error. But you have to have trial and you have to have error to understand that. And in that line of work, you doing it real time, face to face, you know. So, it ain't like over the phone or, you know, through like an email or, you know, something like that. Where, like, you could just read a bad review. Somebody will tell you straight to your face, like, man, I ain't about to buy this, you know, or shove the dough on you or answer, but don't answer. You feel me? Be like, oh, who is this? Oh, I'm trying to sell some Avon. All right, bye. You know, like, you might get those face-to-face where over the phone, you might be mad. You might be like, damn, this motherfucker. But now you face-to-face, and you could be like, damn, but, like, you got to control yourself, you know, and on to the next one, on to the next door. So that's why I commend the Avon lady, and I just commend anybody that really just take the time to really put theyself out there, and that's really putting they, you know, 10 toes to the pavement and really dedicating they efforts to, you know, to trying to make something happen. It takes balls to do what you do. If you do door knocking in any type of form of fashion, I don't care if you do it even for a community organization, you do door knocking, you got balls, you got spunk, whatever they want to call it. But it's your boy Baz. Y'all tuned in to another episode of Ends Podcast. And we out.